You know what time it is.
This is the AMPM Report.
All right, you know what time it is. Happy birthday going out to everybody celebrating a birthday today. You share the day with Sleepy Brown of the Goody Mob. He turns 50 today.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And Kenya Moore, your favorite housewife. Allison,
how old is
that? She is 49.
Okay.
You don't. Mm-hmm. I see your face, Allison. You don't believe it.
Okay, 49.
Yeah. I remember. That's probably right. I met her back then.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Also,
with the new baby.
With the new baby. That's not
good, girl.
Shout out to her uterus.
Tatiana Ali.
Girl got a young uterus.
She's 41. You remember her little Ashley from. Fresh Prince of Bel Air. She turns 41. Also, Mary Lou Retton turns 52 today. You remember
America's sweetheart.
Yes, and so that's the big thing. Big happy birthday going out to you if you're celebrating. Also, I know you heard about the big split, Rihanna and her ex-boyfriend, Hassan Jamil. And right now, Hassan, he's really taking it literally. He wants everything. Any pictures that bloggers are posting of him with Rihanna, he wants them removed. As a matter of fact, he contacted the founder of Black Sports Online and the co-host of TMZ Sports and asked them to remove all the pictures that they have of him. What do you think about that?
I think he needs to keep those pictures up because she raises the profile. Sorry.
Well, you know?
Yes.
But he's a billionaire, though.
But that's low-lying fruit. Why would the sports people have Rihanna pictures? That's not a big source. You need to kind of hit Instagram.
Well, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You sound petty.
Right. That is kind of petty. All right. And also, another divorce or a breakup that happened, and everybody was talking about, Wendy Williams and her husband, Kevin Hunter, have officially divorced this week. It is officially over. But here's one thing. Wendy still has a $1 million life insurance policy on herself that would go to Kevin if she passes away. Now, what do y'all think about that?
That's finances. We just had our meeting. This is finances.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh,
you whole-term life insurance policies on your kids and your spouses.
Okay.
Get that money. Yeah,
all right. Well, there's
I really never thought this would happen, actually.
You didn't?
I thought they were going to work it out? Totally codependent. So, you know, I got to applaud her because it sounded like a toxic situation. So, you know, I don't agree with everything Wendy does, but go ahead, girl.
I do have some inside information I cannot share.
Okay. And speaking of that.
You sound like Wendy.
I know, Jay, when people do that.
Wendy is really having a beef right now with NeNe because apparently NeNe's upset with Wendy. Recently said on her show, and this is what happened.
I looked at my phone in between commercials, and NeNe texts, "I'm quitting."
What?
I know something about NeNe that you all will cry, be sad, feel bad for her. She's carrying the weight of a huge thing on her shoulders.
Now, she never said what the thing was, but NeNe's upset about that. Now, what do you think?
I ain't gonna people do that. I was being funny, because actually I work with somebody who said I have information you're not privy to. Well, don't tell me that.
Right.
NeNe, she did clap back. She just said private conversations should be kept quiet. And when I saw this, I thought, you know, why would she even do that? First of all, clearly it's private, and it's a breach of trust. And I think that Wendy in that moment was thinking of ratings and, you know, something to go viral, and did not take into account her friend.
Wow.
That's why we don't tell any of our celebrity friends secrets.
Okay.
Oh, we don't have any celebrity friends on their mind.
All right. We don't know their secrets.
And speaking of celebrity, I know everybody loves Whitney Houston. You know, Clive Davis was very disappointed in the past Whitney Houston documentaries, and he said that he is going to do a new biopic on her. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's hard to get it right because I think Whitney had another life that perhaps Clive Davis was not privy to.
Right?
So, you know what? We're going to love Nippy. Period. That's so we're going to need another one.
Will he include in his biopic the fact that he kept the party going when she died that night?
And I tell you what, this weekend is going down. The Grammys, the 62nd Grammy Awards going down this Sunday on CBS. So many people are going to be there performing, and Alicia Keys is going to be hosting this year, and it's going to be a wonderful event. What do you think about that?
So for me, if I'm completely honest, did not thrill me because she's, you know, but here's why. You know, Alicia Keys comes in like this. She's just chill with her. Right. And then she like explodes on the piano. And so for me, I needed it to be a little bit more high energy.
Right.
And so that's it. But she, you know what? So who cares what I think? She's back.
And she is the epitome of she's a musician. She's an artist. She's married to an artist. So she is definitely what they do. But she is pretty laid back. Don't eat. Just take caffeine and jump Jordan Jacks.
Oh, speaking of Alicia Keys, next week, you guys have something with
Alicia. We got tickets for Alicia. We got these. She's coming.
Oh, she's coming to
she's
town.
She's coming Monday. Listen, we got them.
She's coming August 7th, ooh, but Monday.
Monday, we got the tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah. All day long on WHUR. Mm-hmm.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.